This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Apps Might Revolutionize Foreign Travel. Looking at three different websites, Mexico City was either the 5th, 10th, or 18th largest city in the world. But wherever we place it on the list of huge global population hubs, it's big. But on Christmas Day, the streets are virtually deserted. Almost everything is closed that can manage to be closed. And even the Zocalo in the center of town was relatively sparsely populated. Diligent research by one of our tribe had found a restaurant open in a neighborhood not terribly far away from our guest house. If we could get there by 5 p.m. before it closed at 6 p.m. Not thinking far enough ahead, we stepped down the street 40 minutes early and then it hit us. How do we get there? We walked to the busiest street nearby. We talked to a woman who had been waiting at the corner ahead of us for some time. We waved at the four lanes of almost empty traffic at every passing car and a few pink and white cabs speeding by, already filled with people. Finally, we swallowed hard and hit the Uber app. I'm not an Uber fan. I think they're ripping off their drivers. I think they're pushing regular cabbies out of their livelihoods. I think they're political and lobbying bullies and mavericks who flaunt the law and snub local authorities. But what are you going to do in a giant city a long way from a metro stop on Christmas Day? The Uber driver was there within 3 minutes. Cost about $3 US. Walking around the neighborhood after we'd eaten, we strolled through a park, rubbernecking as we went along. We found a cab stand with three cabs waiting, so no Uber for us. The cabbie wanted to charge us double the normal fare. 7 minutes later, Uber picked us up wordlessly. The fare already paid via the app, a hearty thanks and Feliz Navidad without debating the tip, and we turned the drama of travel in a big city on a holiday into banality. And that's not all. Somehow, several of our gang had iPhones. Apple is only slightly behind the Uber renegades on my list, but they were able to get free access to certain functions in Mexico City, including Google Maps. Everywhere we walked, Google told us where to turn and how to get there. Better than that, they puzzled out the metro stops back and forth from our neighborhood to the Zocalo with no worries. One of our crew described this feature as a life changer, and for travelers, that's hard to debate. Google Maps isn't everywhere, but everywhere it is, how can you beat actually knowing where you're going so that you're not only lost when you want to be? Thinking about all this and what the future might hold, I read about something almost as good, a French app called Live Trekker. Its fans say that they tap the app when they set off on foot and draws a red line along every street you walk and through the parks and museums you visit, and later gives you a map accessible on your computer, which allows you to zoom back in and see the physical landscape of where you have been to relive the experience. Wow. Now, if I can just get one of my kids and get them to put that on my phone and show me how it works, I'm set. There's a revolution in travel coming right to my fingertips if I can wise up enough to use a smartphone. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.